You're listening to the Border Perspective Audio Podcast, broadcasting out of the Rio Grande Valley of South Texas, hosted by Christian Salinas.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Christian Salinas. Thank you very much for listening. Our guest this week is local photographer and good friend of ours, Miguel Angel Vargas, who is a local photographer in the McAllen-Weslaco area. Some of his work has been featured in some local blogs. He's been featured in magazines. He's taken pictures for local magazines. And, of course, he was one of the event coordinators for the FAME event, the Fashion, Art, and Music event, which was held here in McAllen a few weeks ago. But before we get started with our interview this week, I did just want to make a couple of announcements. First off, our website, www.bpscast.com, we're working on making several improvements, including more articles. We're hoping to also feature things like movie reviews, music reviews, video game reviews, and, of course, opinion polls. That's something that we really want to start doing, and we hope to get everybody's support on, is we do want to start making some more opinion polls, just sort of stick to our main goal, which is to add a little of the Rio Grande Valley's perspective on some of the things that are going on around the world. So look for that on our website, www.bpscast.com, over the next few weeks. Some very exciting changes happening. Also, we want to remind everybody that Corrine Garcia, a local musician who's been featured on our website. She is somebody that we've been working with a lot. We have she has her own blog. She has websites where you can download some of her work. Some of her videos are up on the website. You can check them out on her YouTube channel, and we have links to all of her stuff on our website, and you can definitely support everything that she's been doing. So we are hoping to introduce some changes over the next few weeks on our website. We would like very much if you could offer your feedback, if you like what we're doing, if you hate what we're doing. Either way, we'd really like to hear it. And we continue now with our interview with Miguel Angel Vargas.
Hello, everyone. My name is Miguel Angel. I'm a photographer.
We first asked Miguel why it was he decided to dedicate himself to photography in the first place.
I don't know. It seems so natural to me. The pictures and the way my brain works. I think to be a photographer is such an opportunity to share those moments with people. Especially like in a wedding day. I don't know, it's such a special moment in their lives. And to be part of that is something I feel glad to be part of those moments, because it's such a responsibility, and when clients trust you as a photographer to record those moments, to froze those moments in time, I think it's something I really appreciate.
We asked Miguel how it was that he got started working in photography here in the Rio Grande Valley.
When did I start with photography? I guess it depends how we see it. My first job with photography was as a second shooter with a photographer here in McAllen. It was something that I will never forget, because my first job was a wedding. And a wedding is, you can say something stressful, because there's like super fast pace, and there's no chance for a second shot. So you need to be really focused, and whatever's happening, whatever the bride or the groom is doing, or whatever the guests are doing. And I don't know, just be prepared to take the picture. Because, like I said, and especially in wedding photography, there's no second chances. So you need to be ready and know what to do with the camera.
With his experience in the field, we asked Miguel if he could give us his opinion as to what makes a good photograph.
Good photography, it depends on the style of the photographer. Some people prefer something fresh, modern, or more artistic, classic. I guess it just depends on whatever the clients want, or whatever the style of the photographer, or whether the client and the photographer are willing to work together.
Being that there is such a variety of photography styles, we asked Miguel which was the style of photography that he preferred.
I prefer to work with a new approach to pictures. Do something that is more refreshing to whatever the rest of the photographers are doing. I try to do something more unexpected. I don't know, like lifestyle of photography, like something you're not posing the people, you're just waiting for the right moment. I think it's part of my style to use really bright colors and fashion and senior photography with shooting for families or kids, and that's my style, more colors, more bright. I'm saying like for a magazine, like a photo shoot for a magazine. I think that's the way I see my kind of photography. Try to do something if it was a photo shoot for a magazine, with that respect, with that type of quality.
We asked Miguel if he could give us a quick explanation of what exactly goes through his mind right before he takes a picture.
There's a lot of things running through my head when I'm about to take a picture. But I try to focus and the moment and the subject, and whether the light is gonna work with the subject, whether the subject, I mean the client or whatever is in front of my camera is feeling the moment. Is it something I wanna capture? Is it something that is gonna be different for whatever the rest of the photographers are doing? I wanna do something different because there's a lot of photographers out there. There's here in the valley, there's a lot of good photographers, but I think I need to bring something new to the table. So I mean, if I'm planning to do this, I need to be different and in some way or another. And the only way to be like that is to be honest with whatever I want to do, whatever my personality is, or what to be honest with photography.
Being that photography is not only a passion for Miguel, but also a business, we asked him if he could explain what he hopes his clients feel while he's working with them.
I want my clients to feel that they hire the right photographer, and that they that we have something in common, and that we are, I don't know, sometime some way connected, or that we share something. I think you need to really talk to your client or so they feel relaxed in the photo shoot, that because that's really important for a photo shoot.
We thank Miguel for being a guest on our show. You can see some of Miguel's work on his website, on his Facebook page. You can also follow him on Twitter. You can find links to all of these on our website, bpscast.com. And that's our show for this week. We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to thank our guest, Miguel Angel, and stay tuned for next week's episode.
Thank you for downloading the Border Perspective audio podcast. You can find archives of past episodes, more information about all our guests, and our most recent contact information all on our website, www.bpscast.com. Produced by Border Perspective Studios, an independent digital media company.